This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:39 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We're joined now by Sean Danis of our news desk for Keep In View, where we are revisiting a story that we covered last week, which looks at the quarantine period from Singapore, and they've extended that quarantine period from 14 to 21 days. And the decision has, of course, caused outcry from Malaysian workers who haven't returned home since last year. Sean, tell us more.
Yeah, so under the new rule which came into effect on Saturday, foreign visitors must be quarantined for 3 weeks in special facilities prepared by the Singapore government. But exception will be given to certain countries like Australia, New Zealand, for example. So many Malaysians, of course, like you know, mentioned, they are upset with the decision, and this is mainly to do with the cost of having to quarantine, right? So you have extra 7 days that you have to be quarantined, and with the extended period, it now costs more than 3,330 Singapore dollars. So this would be about 10,000 ringgit. And Malaysian workers are saying this will be a huge burden, and it would also be difficult to even, you know, now that they have to pay this much of money, they can't even consider returning home. So this is even more challenging for those who are doing odd jobs and earning a small salary, right? So those who are coming back to Johor using the special travel arrangement, such as the periodic commuting arrangement or PCA, also have to pay upfront before leaving. So, I mean, a lot of people, like when they say, oh, okay, you're working in Singapore, so you're earning Sing dollars, so it should be okay for you. But it's not the case, you know. So one local man, he was quoted in the report by the Star. He said that he earns about 1,200 Singapore dollars a month, and after deducting living expenses and everything, that leaves him with hardly any money to send back to his family. And you have to think that they are spending in Sing dollars, right? Because when they are living in Singapore, so they can't convert the money and spend in ringgit in Singapore. So the extended quarantine period would also affect their wages. This is another problem, because the annual leave would be deducted, and those who don't have enough days of leave, they would have to take unpaid leave. So that's another problem. So, and while some companies do give subsidies, you know, to fund the quarantine costs, right? Others have alleged that these benefits are not offered by some companies, and employers are also worried that this is just like allegation, that their employers are worried that these workers would return go back to Malaysia, and then they won't go back to Singapore. So these are some of the rules they are allegedly putting in place to prevent them from going back at all.
And I mean, this is just, it's very intense, right? Because like you said, it's not just about the money, it's also about the time. If I have no choice but to have such a long quarantine, and then you take it from my leave, it's just, I don't know, it's like,
it's ridiculous.
It's adding insult to injury. Now, having said that, it is common for foreign travellers to pay the full cost of their quarantine. Yep. We see that even here in our country, right? You have to bear the cost of your quarantine. But it does seem like workers in particular are kind of a group that people didn't think about, and they're having to pay a very steep price to come home. Has the Malaysian government offered support?
Yeah, so far there hasn't been any response from the government or our government on this matter. But employee organizations have called for greater flexibility from the Singapore government, and especially with things like this, right, where the quarantine is under them. So the Malaysia-Singapore Workers Task Force has urged Singapore to allow Malaysian workers to stay at budget hotels because this would cost 50 Singapore dollars. And it would definitely be way cheaper than having to quarantine in a, you know, say like a 5-star or 4-star hotel. So the task force president, his name is Dylan Sribalan, who's also a social activist, he has said that there should be no blanket ban when it comes to negotiating border issues. And another thing worth noting is that the same quarantine rules do not apply for lorry drivers who are supplying goods to Singapore. And they are, of course, they are vaccinated and allowed to commute daily without having to be quarantined. So there is some sort of like exemptions given, and it's just not really clear where, who gets these exemptions and how they actually distribute these exemptions, right? And we are also not denying that the fact that quarantine is important. You have to quarantine, especially given the recent surge in COVID cases everywhere. But it's clear that with this extended quarantine period, there must be better support given to Malaysian workers, especially if it affects their ability to make a living. So, I don't know. I mean, yes, the Malaysian government can engage with the Singapore government to talk about this issue, whether it's in the form of subsidies or reducing the quarantine period. But they are not seeing any sort of movements there from the Malaysian government. And that's the only way they can pressure the Singapore government. Because, I mean, we can't go and put like Kerajaan Singapura Gagal hashtag and pressure them on anything like this. So, this is the concern from the Malaysian Singapore Workers Task Force on this issue right now.
Yeah, and I think the fact that it involves Malaysian workers is so key as well, because these are not necessarily, I guess, big shots, right? The kinds of people that you would expect to be able to apply pressure, to know people and yeah. to get this issue escalated. So you're absolutely right in that I think it is going to be the role of our government ultimately and associations to get it going. If you'd like to hear more on this, this was also something we covered last week where we spoke with Arathy Arumugam, who is the president of the Malaysian Association in Singapore, talking about what the experience has been like on the ground, and you can find that on our website as well as our app. Let us know what you think. What would you like to see the government do to help Malaysian workers in Singapore? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.